Blog Talk Radio.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality.
What's up, world? One, the only Brian Rills. Who the fuck else? Tonight's not going to be me ripping Raw a new asshole, because that would be very tasteless, classless, in a time in which Roman Reigns has just announced that he's been battling leukemia for the last 11 years of his life. Now, folks, if we're going to focus on anything tonight right here on Wrestle Radio Network, Monday edition, it's going to be the simple facts. We're going to focus on what's in front of us. Now, the Boo Birds came out of the stands, yes, because a lot of fans over the years, including myself, had felt that Roman Reigns had been shoved down our throats. In this case, when someone relinquishes a title, either due to injury or ailment, this is not the fucking flu, in which I'm sure Roman would be thrilled to have that over leukemia any day. Leukemia, folks, by definition, can put that up for you. I'm not going to give a medical lecture here, but for those of you who don't know what it is, I'm going to just read it for you. A malignant progressive disease in which the bone marrow and other blood-forming organs produce increased numbers of immature abnormal leukocytes. These suppress the production of normal blood cells, leading to anemia and other symptoms. That's going to suck, and I don't want to say his non-gimmick name because that's out of this complete disrespect. But you know what? Everybody deals with something. Everybody overcomes. Some people overcome it, some people do not. Not everybody, let me rephrase that. The exact cause of most childhood leukemias is not known. Most children with leukemia do not have any known risk factors. Still, scientists have learned how certain changes in DNA inside normal bone marrow cells can cause them to become leukemia cells. Again, I'm not going to sit here and give out medical definitions. I'm just going to tell you what I define as someone who has given his time and his sacrifice to the business of professional wrestling. You know, it's sad. A lot of people, including myself, felt that he was being shoved down our throats. You know what? Yeah, he's born the same day as I was, just 2 years before. And he's from Pensacola, Florida. He's married. You know, he's 6'3". And underneath all that exterior of being a multiple champ, you know, tag team, intercontinental, universal, he works extremely hard. And yeah, I'm not going to stray away from the crowd that we booed his ass. And boy, you know what? For the crowd who booed him tonight, What a bombshell. He laid on you all. I just, at this point, folks, I don't know what to tell you except for the fact that that person hasn't really changed his theme or what he's about. Maybe he had reason behind it. Like most people would say, you know, you can't really judge a book by its cover. Apparently, this book was an open book, and I'm referring to Roman Reigns. It sucks because when you have a loved one or a sibling or someone you know that's going through this bullshit, it's not easy coaching yourself through it, saying, yeah, this is going to be okay. Things are going to be all right. I'm going to be just fine. How do you tell your daughter? How do you tell your wife? How do you tell the whole general viewing public, hey, this is what I have. This is what I'm going through. This is what I will overcome. You don't know how it feels until you actually have had someone you love close to you telling you, okay, this is what I have. This is what the doctors told me I had. So, good luck. From what I understand, folks, Roman really didn't hold back. No, I wouldn't either. Can you blame the man, you know, holding all that in because he didn't want people knowing what he was going through? It's an internal battle. What most Geminis will tell you that you, the rest of the fucking horoscopes don't understand is that real is real. So if you can't handle my real, then get out. I don't know of any other person that would sit there and fully admit, hey, I have leukemia. And by the way, I've been battling it for the last 11 years. That's deep. That is so beyond deep, dude. To even begin to comprehend what he's going through, and I always say this to people, unless you know what the person is truly, whether it be leukemia, whether it be prostate cancer, lung cancer, it's a bitch that you wish you could smack around and be like, get the fuck out of my body. It just, it's difficult because so I never really disliked him. I just wasn't really into him as some other people were. But that doesn't negate my ability to have human compassion for what someone's going through. What I believe is different from what others believe in. And I know some of you are saying, well, wow, you would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have cared because at this point you have people who consistently hate on someone so much to the point where it makes you sick as a person of hearing the complaining, the bitching, the moaning, the whining about one person. One person does not make wrestling. Okay? Now granted, there are some decisions that are made company-wise that we're unaware of that the reason why they did is because this person exudes or exonerates what that company is looking for in Roman. He's exactly what a company is looking for. When you're a good role model, when kids look up to you, they want your autograph, they want to someone to look up to in this world because, look, to be honest with you folks, the world right now that we're living in is full of such divide and so many different differently formed opinions about religion, politics, sex. It all fucking varies. And the one thing that kids have is pro wrestling or UFC or whatever it may be. It could be Jurassic Park, it could be X-Men, it could be anything. So, It's funny because there are a lot of people in this world in wrestling that so cynical, like myself, we forget it's all about the kids, man. It's all about them. And Roman reaches out to the kids. You know how many kids request him for Make-A-Wish? I've been living with leukemia for 11 years, and unfortunately, it's back. I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship. That's like getting to the top of the mountain and being told, okay, you got to take your place back down at the bottom of the fucking hill and climb all the way back up. That's not impossible for Roman to do. But like I said, leukemia is a fucking bitch. It's a fucking bitch. Because not only do you have to deal with the fact that your marrow is, you know, growing abnormal cells, but you're also dealing with the fact that you could possibly lose your life. He beat it, you know, for 11 years. He could beat it for 40, well, actually longer than that. He could beat it for a very long time. So how in the world do you put up with this? How do you deal with everything that's going on in the world? And on top of that, it's difficult. So you get all the support, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking, gee, I got to go through all this bullshit. I got to go through the treatments. I got to go see my doctor, tell me if I'm going to live, you know, past a certain age or just past another day. That's the thought that runs through your fucking head in this business, because it's not the business that is killing Roman. It's leukemia. As negative as a person as I can be, folks, it's really just, it brings me to this, to tell you this. It's a taxing business. You're on the road all the time, and you seldom get praise for putting on a good match. If you do, it's a rarity, because the ones that go to the show, they buy the tickets, whatever, they put on a face and say, oh, well, Roman had a shitty match, or it's just, you kind of lose sight of what he's done. It's not just, you know, championship matches here and there. Oh, well, he's a good cat, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bullshit it, yo. I'm just going to be straight out with you. If fact, Roman Reigns comes back, now I bet you he'll get a different response. That's because the people who sit there and say, well, I wish he would have just died of cancer. Boy, I hope you feel like shit. That's an insta block. Folks, if you would like to send condolences or prayers, you know, you can do it, you know, through Twitter or Instagram or whatever. So I'm going to read you some of the nice things that his friends have been saying. I've been in many wars with this man. He's been my biggest rival on TV. But behind the scenes, he's one of my closest friends. He's one of the toughest men I've ever met. And I have no doubt he'll kick leukemia's ass and be back battling with me soon. And I can't wait. You and your family are in my prayers. Love you, Big Oose. F you, cancer. That was on Adam Scherer's Instagram. And I believe, folks, I believe that there is always that one saving grace in this business, and that's support from your family, your wrestling family. And that right there, it supports all the things in the world, because you could be the biggest name on TV, but if you're not well liked by your peers, it will come back to bite you in the ass, trust me from experience. So I don't know, man. That's why I set the episode for 30 minutes. It's because I didn't know what I was going to say. I didn't know how I was going to word it. But then, you know, after two failed episode attempts, I decided to focus my attention on what needed to be focused on. It sucks. Leukemia sucks ass. When someone has to go through it for 11 years, imagine that, folks. 11 years of your life, you have to go through the bullshit, to go through all the pain. All the pain. So, not only that, but your family, your friends, you literally take time to tell someone, oh, by the way, or tell people, by the way, I have leukemia and I've been battling it for 11 years. It took a lot of courage for him to do that. And, oh, jeez. I'm sorry. It's had to take me a moment. I mean, for his wrestling career, for his, not just that, but the legacy that he gives, or will leave behind one day, my bad, with words, the legacy that he'll leave behind one day is that he fought something for 11 plus years. I don't know of very many people that have fought for anything for that long, because it was either too tough, or it was the road ahead was just too much. They had to throw in the towel. Not Joe. Mm-mm. I'm sorry. I rarely ever say someone's non-gimmick name, but it's one of those that if you've ever booed someone, and not just boo them, but yell out obscenities, and, you know, we're all guilty of it. We have, you know, like quarterbacks or what have you. Boo, you fucking suck, blah, blah, blah. I wish you'd go home. I wish you would leave. Those people in that building tonight, man, that was probably one of the biggest bombshells ever dropped, aside from, you know, when Lou Gehrig announced the fact that he had a debilitating disease and could not play baseball anymore. It's that equivalent, folks, because, yeah, I'm not a big Roman fan, I'll admit, but I don't go out of my way to bash. I have gone out of my way to make known how I feel about a certain group of people, but it's not about me. It's about Matt, or about Roman tonight or morning, whichever it may be for you all. Whenever you go through the process of getting a story out to the general public and it's personal, and the way that he presented it, I commend you, sir, because there are those people who are very, very cynical about certain shit. And one of those things happens to be if a wrestler is shoved down our throats, or if a wrestler only wrestles a certain style. My friend always says he's not a bad worker, just could be better, you know? Maybe there's a reason why, folks, he did not change his wrestling gear. Maybe there's a reason why he wrestles the way he does. Not to worry about what the critics are saying or what they're going to tell him he should be. Fuck all of you guys. He can be whatever he wants. Not just because, all of a sudden, B-Train's got to change his heart. No. It's because we all like to point the finger in this world at somebody if they're not what we like. And unfortunately, Roman got caught in the crosshairs of a few of Wrestle Radio Network's criticisms, and that's because I believe when you look at things, the glass half empty or half full, you're not looking at things how they should be. So what I'm going to tell you is, tonight, Roman took a big step forward, a big one. To hold something in for 11 years, man, to have that kind of courage to come forward on national TV, mind you, on USA Network. That makes us wonder, though, if Roman would have come forward with that, do you think we would have cheered for him just because? Through my head. Will we cheer for the guy just because he has leukemia? Will we cheer for him just because, you know, now we have reason for him to be a fighter? Now we have reason for him to be loved. And it's sad that all of a sudden fans change their tune. Ain't nobody passing judgment on anybody, man. I'm just here on my show. That's it. If you guys want to know how I feel, I feel that he can fight this. I believe that he can fight and he can do great things. My dad's fighting prostate cancer. Roman's fighting leukemia. There's a lot of people battling mental disorders. We all are fighting something. We all have something to believe in, something to look forward to. Roman has to look forward to being back in that ring and kicking everyone's ass. So you know what? My thoughts go out to his family because, yes, fans are affected now because they now know what he's been battling, what he's been going through, why this has, you know, we don't know the struggles inside his head, and I don't think we want to know what kind of anger and frustrations must be going through his head. Because not only is that punishing him, it's the fact that he can't be near his daughter, you know, some of the time. Because in wrestling, you have to spend most of the majority of your time on the road, getting rental cars, going through flights. You literally live out of your suitcase. So, in a way, it's a break, but it's also torture because your body's so used to waking up at a certain time, being at the arena a certain time. It's a terrible thing that no one should ever have to go through. And I believe I'm going to talk about this tomorrow with Granny Hulkster a little bit more extensive than 30 minutes. 2:10 in the morning. It's not my concern. My concern is if he were to tell all of us back then, oh, hey, I had leukemia, I wonder, as a person, you know, how he would have been perceived. That's just me. I wonder if people still would have been heartless enough to boo. It's normal reaction. If you don't like someone, you boo their ass. If you love someone, you cheer the fuck out of them. But, you know, to wrap this thing up, folks, what Roman did, how he, you know, got the crowd to react the way he did, that's huge. That was very big of him. It's not going to change some people's perceptions, whether they love him or hate him. But you know what? You can't fault the man for trying. That's what he does. That's what he did every single night, every single arena, whether we booed the fuck out of him or not. You know what, folks? He gave us a show. So, that being said, if you didn't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Go to sleep. No, that's not the three choice words. Not very nice. Forget about it. Gotta go to sleep. Gotta get my beauty rest tomorrow, because I will be on live with Granny Hulkster. So, yeah. Toodles, bitches. Good night. Love ya. Thoughts and prayers go out to Roman Reigns' family. Fight this, my friend. Fight it. Kick it in the ass. Fuck cancer. Dig it.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.